evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. How is everybody tonight? And that, of course, was my wonderful friend William Vitalis singing Open My Eyes to the World. And the news is my book is going to the printer tomorrow. And if you want to find out all about William Vitalis and his relationship to me, you need to read Unlimited Realities. Tonight, we're going to have a fabulous show. And we are going to have you call in your questions. And the questions tonight are about unified physics and understanding the oneness of everything. The number to call is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. My guest tonight is Reverend Annabella Wood. She is a very talented lady. Not only is she an ordained minister, but she writes her own music. So just know that the music you're listening to tonight, most of it, is from Annabella Wood. Good evening, Annabella. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Elizabeth. I appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm thrilled. Of course, I love the new subject, unified physics. I've been talking about it for a lot of years, but I certainly would like you to explain to our listeners, what is unified physics?
Well, I consider unified physics, it's the next physics beyond quantum physics. And it is the first physics which describes the world as a completely connected holographic system, which much more accurately describes my own feelings about the world and how it works.
Well, that's wonderful. Do you think anyone who's interested in the spiritual world will have any interest in unified physics? I mean, why should we be interested in it?
Well, unified physics is actually the science behind what I consider spirituality. It describes psychic phenomenon. It describes Reiki energy and how it works. It describes how we're infinite beings. It describes non-local healings. All of that is part of unified physics.
Can you give us an example or show us how that is a part of it?
Sure. If you picture a complete system, a holographic system, where every part of that system is connected to every other part, then it would be easy to see our thoughts being able to travel from one part to the other without the body having to go with it. It's like an electric charge can travel from one end of the wire to the other without the wire moving.
That's absolutely true. And of course, I do believe that that has to do with us getting to know and be very familiar with our universal body, which is etheric. And that's what leaves us after we die. You know, we lose 3 pounds every person after they die, and that's our universal body ascending into wherever they're supposed to go after death, and everybody has a different place. So we know that thoughts are things. That's from Louise Hay, and we also know that thoughts can travel. Maybe I'd like to say a vision board. A vision board. If you have a vision board, supposedly, Annabella, if you look at it for a while, it becomes your reality. Can you tell us how that works?
Well, in a nutshell, our consciousness goes out across this network that is the universe. And from our small point here on Earth, everything in the entire universe responds to our thought impress through this network. And so each time we look at our vision board, if we connect our emotion to the thoughts, it sends out an entire wave pattern to the rest of the universe, which will respond because the universe wants to give us what we want.
And it's that's true, unless it's negative. And then I also know that, let's say a woman is in love with a married man and she wants him to divorce his wife and marry her. That's not going to work, because that's karmic and that interferes with the desire of everybody. So when you work with a vision board or with any thought, it has to be in balance. Isn't that true?
Yes, absolutely. I don't think that it's in our inherent nature to want something that is not good for the highest good. I believe that our inherent nature, our true desires, are for the good of all. And so when we have these other wishes that are egoic in nature, the universe does not respond to them.
I agree. So you call unified physics the science of a new paradigm. So what about this new paradigm? What's that all about?
Well, each time I use that word, I think back to the song by the Fifth Dimension. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I remember being a kid when that came out, and I loved singing it, though I had no idea what I was talking about, or that they really were doing anything with astrology, as you're so intimately aware, Elizabeth, being the astrologer yourself. But we are at the cusp between two, shall we say, ages in the history and the growth of our universe and here on Earth. And we are moving from one paradigm to another. And it can get messy as we go from one to another, because the old is going to try and keep us in a status quo and the new will come in. We're right in the middle of that right now. It's very exciting.
We started it on December 21st, 2012. That was the gift from the heavens that we received. And as you know, 36 million years of prophecy about 2012 has come to fruition. And, you know, we ended 9 cycles on that day. Absolutely amazing. What happened was the galaxy opened up and we got new rays coming from the middle of our galaxy and sending down to us a new electrical energy called the double helix. And the double helix is what's giving us more electricity to understand about unified physics. And the double helix is the new paradigm that's going to shake everything up, shake, rattle, and roll, like rock and roll did in the 50s. And it's going to teach us, sometimes painfully, sometimes not, that our thoughts are things and that we can create a new reality. There's wonderful techniques all over the world starting to get into this right now. But I will say that the new spiritual chakras is key to building up your body to the higher level so that you can ascend and accept this energy. How have you accepted it, Annabella? What have you seen?
Well, for me personally, it was being introduced to unified physics. I've spent my entire life believing that science and spirituality are different disciplines that are trying to answer the same question. That one reason they were so hostile toward each other is they were like warring spouses almost. And I have believed that they could be very harmonious and work together. But until I found unified physics, I couldn't put the science and together to what I knew to be true in a spiritual way.
It's funny because science works with theory, unproven, and spirituality works with the unknown and the unseen. So I can see how that parallels each other. And science goes to great lengths to prove something, whereas spirituality learns something even better and stronger, and that's called trust.
I would definitely second that very strongly.
How have you experienced trust?
Oh, my. I feel trust in my bones. when I studied standard physics in college, I did not feel anything in my bones. My body did not resonate with what I was learning as far as quantum physics and things like that. And it wasn't until I read a magazine article on Nassim Haramein and the Resonance Science Foundation that my bones were just lit up. I mean, I could only imagine if I could see auras. I knew my aura was huge while I was reading this because I recognized it. And I know that in spiritual realms, when a non-local healing takes place, I don't doubt that that took place. I don't doubt that the person who was healed received a healing and that the person who sent that healing was involved in the healing as well.
Well, I was going to say, we all know that prayer works and we always pray. Even our politicians attempt to pray when things get really rough. We send out prayers when children have been hurt in schools. We send out prayers when there's been horrific crimes. And, you know, we're taught to do that. That is part of our culture. But also, prayer works, does it not?
Well, prayer works. And sometimes there are unanswered prayers, which are also blessings. So It's all part of this grand setup where I believe that consciousness, which is non-local, it's not coming from our brains, that it is a very friendly, loving consciousness. And so the best for everyone involved in any situation is always how it comes out. Now, that does not mean it's the most pleasant or enjoyable.
No, but when we have those kinds of lessons, there's usually something behind it. And what's behind it could be you're on the wrong path, you're looking in the wrong direction, go back to neutral and try again. And that happens. You know, one time I had a dream last summer. I have to tell you about this dream. You'll love it. It was a beautiful yellow Mustang convertible, a vintage convertible with the top down. And all the people that were in the convertible, and it was packed, were my enemies in this lifetime. And they were riding down a road between me and the beach and the ocean. And they were waving, "Hi, how are you?" And I just roared because I knew that anything that had happened between each one of them and myself was a growth pattern. It's hard to see it when you're going through it.
Yeah, that is absolutely wonderful.
Well, the sages have been saying things for eons that we have always had to take on faith, the knowing in our bones, which what you just talked about. Can you describe the science behind something like "we are all one" or "you are an infinite being"? That has become what they say is New Age mumbo jumbo because there's no explanation around behind it.
Well, so that is one of the things that just lit me up when I saw this unified physics, is it absolutely does describe the science behind both of these ideas. One being you are an infinite being. That's actually pretty easily described. If you take a circle and you put a Star of David inside the circle so that the points of the stars are just touching the rim of the circle, you can then put another circle inside the Star of David, and you can put another Star of David inside that circle, and you can do another one again and again and again. You can make all these iterations of that same pattern, and you will never, ever, ever reach the end of being able to put a star inside a circle. And yet you will never, ever, ever go outside of the original circle that you started with. So you can have infinity within a finite boundary easily. In fact, that's how our cell phones became smartphones, was using that particular knowledge of the infinite within a finite being. So you are an infinite being. Absolutely. Very literally, you have infinity within you. And this is what Jesus was talking about when he said the kingdom of heaven lies within.
Of course, I can't imagine a pixel of the pixel of the pixel of the pixel. To me, that's pretty funny. But now we're going to listen to one of your theories. It's called Back to Me. It's a song you wrote recently, correct?
Yes, I wrote it with Stephen Redding. And just a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, we wrote Back to Me. And the whole thing is that every time I see anything that I think is outside of me, I'm actually looking at my own reflection back at me.
Okay, let's give a listen to Back at Me by Annabella Wood.
Who was I and what was me? I lost it in my sleep. I ran naked into the night, dancing through my dreams. She gladdened me with the grasses neath my feet. There the earth, she beckoned me, her heart open to me. My glazed eyes lifted to the heavens, her stars glowed back at me. I spoke right then and to the night, a breeze whispered back to me. I asked Earth for more wisdom,
that's really nice. I love the words.
Oh, thank you.
So what changes do you see in our future as unified physics supplants conventional physics?
Well, conventional physics is based on separation. It's based on individuality and the lack of connection of everything in the universe and the lack of consciousness in anything in the universe other than our brains, which is supposedly where consciousness comes from. I believe that it's the complete opposite. Unified physics shows it as the complete opposite. Everything is connected, and consciousness is a non-local event which we get to enjoy and participate in, but we don't start consciousness in our brains, and we all share that consciousness. And when we realize that we are not only connected, but we are all the same thing, as that song Back at Me said, everything in the universe is simply more of me. Why would I go out and shoot anybody? Why would I try and take anything from anyone if it's all me anyway? I already have it. So there would be no need for destroying the earth. And we would simply be able to live in harmony without having to struggle at it anymore. I'm very eager to see the shift in consciousness that takes place when we shift our view of the world and our place in it.
I'm sure we will, but I think we've got a ways to go, Annabella.
Well, it's going to be a mess between now and then, but looking forward to it.
I think these things are wonderful. I think they are the way to live, but we've got so many egos, so much anger and pain in this world. And you and I are still in the process of trying to heal it along with millions of others. So, that unified physics is correct. It's like the tapestry. Carole King wrote about the tapestry in the 60s. If you pull a string out of the tapestry, the whole blanket or throw falls apart. Just one string.
Well, so one of the things that we're witnessing right now is that the focus of energy is all put on the negative things, right? That's what we talk about. And it's what's on the news. But there are all kinds of huge, wonderful movements taking place that are not talked about. And so it's a loss of perspective that sits there and says that our world is more painful now than it was before.
But so many people don't have that perspective. And I do think that we have wondrous things coming. I think they're probably going to start in the 20s, that'll be a part of that generation. And I also think that we are getting there. When we have a perceived loss and a change, it's always hard to accept. But natural law says out of a loss comes gain. If you don't get what you want in the first place, you're going to get it in the second place and something better. I can give you an example of that. I wanted to buy a car, and I went down and I put money down on a car, but I couldn't get through finance. I was blocked, and I didn't know why. So it took me 3 weeks. And when I finally was ready, I went back to get the car, and it had been sold out from under me because somebody had come and paid cash for it. Of course, I was pretty angry. 3 months later, I met a man at the airport. This was when I was in aviation, who ran Brogan Cadillac in New Jersey. And he said, come on down and pick out your car and I'll give you a wonderful discount. I went down, I picked out the car, went through credit in 2 minutes. Now, you know, that's the universe supporting you. But at that time, I didn't realize it. And then I found out a couple of weeks later that the car that I had wanted to buy was bought by somebody that I knew as an acquaintance, and that he had been driving it and the engine fell out on the middle of Route 80.
Oh, wow.
Is that a consciousness thing or what? That's protection and learning.
Yeah. It reminds me of a saying that Byron Katie uses quite a bit. She says, anytime I lose something, I've been spared.
Right.
And it's up to us to find out how I've been spared.
And sometimes want something to leave our life and it doesn't leave, it's because we're not finished. Isn't that true?
Yes, we're not done with it yet, or it would leave. Absolutely.
And you know, you see this happen all the time, especially with relationships. you're in a relationship and you want to get out of it, and money won't let you out of it, or circumstances won't let you out of it. Usually there's some kind of an agreement that you've made, whether it's financial or verbal, and you just struggle and struggle with it. I say, why go into the pain? Why don't you just love it? You're either going to love the circumstances again and have a renewal of it, or it's going to leave. The minute you stop struggling and start to say, okay, this is the way it is, things change, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, man. In dropping the struggle, it is amazing how these different situations either fall away, or what we've been striving so hard to achieve just takes place, like you mentioned with your financing. It's the letting go of the struggle that right. is so, so paramount in importance.
Because the basis of struggle is fear. That's the basis of struggle. I can't do it. I'm not enough. They don't like me, whatever it is. And mm-hmm. when you come into balance, you go, well, if it's right for me, I'll have it. And if it's not, we'll let it go and something better will come. It's awfully hard for people to accept that or to realize that, Annabella, we have so much depression. And that's just as scary as the anger and the road rage, because depression can make you totally immobile.
Well, right now we have a society where it's not acceptable to welcome radical change. It's like they think something's wrong with you if you go, wow, everything in my life just fell away. I lost my job. I lost my, whatever, name it. If you get excited when you lose large things in your life, our society does not support that. And we'll put you on meds to try and bring you back
in. But the opposite is true, too, because I went through a phase where I did lose everything. And I kept saying, I just have to keep breathing and going on. I'm moving along. My life is changing. I have to keep breathing and going on. And I guess that's trust, in a sense. So
yes.
It depends on how you handle it in your head, which is attached to your soul and your blessed higher self and your unity consciousness. And the universe will always give you what you want. So if you say, I can't do this anymore, I hate my job, and you get fired, why? Well, that's what you wanted. You got it.
Yes, indeed. Very much so.
We're getting ready to go into the break, the half hour break. And why don't we do that? And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about changes in our future and how much science and math we need to understand and what this unified physics is going to express in the future. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip, this week's astrology report. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of April 24th through April 30th, 2017. We can all expect a highly active start to this work week. Mercury makes a happy trine to Saturn on Monday. This helps you to communicate tangible plans, healthy boundaries, and put your ideas into action. Remember that Mercury is retrograde until May 3rd, so ideas and plans will shift over the next month. Be sure to be flexible to the changes. Communication and love are the stars for this week because Venus has turned direct and Mercury teams up with Uranus. Monday, Mercury trines Saturn. Both are in fire signs. Review and renew are the words to heed when Mercury is retrograde, and this is the second team up with Saturn, so you can go over what happened at this last aspect in February and March and get it right this time. This is the chance to make it good and follow through and get it right. That way you can avoid any kind of cosmic shakeup by Saturn. Wednesday we have the success of double Taurus energy, plus a new moon. Earthy Taurus is ready to accomplish something in the upcoming month. It's the kind of activity and projects that you can point to with pride, like me publishing my book Unlimited Realities that was supposed to be completed last December 2016. The Taurus new moon is the one where you'll roll up your sleeves and get to work in order to manifest your needs and desires in a very tangible way. In esoteric astrology, Taurus is associated with the phase harmony through conflict. This suggests that you must find your inner center and not get too sucked into the fears and the chaos of the outer world. This new moon is free of conflict and promises to help you start something long-lasting and beautiful over the next few weeks. Perhaps you can use this new moon to see beyond social boundaries that separate people, be it Republican versus Democrat, Christians versus Muslim, or anyone versus skin colors. The goddess Venus is in the last degree of the zodiac now, in Pisces. The last degree of the last sign represents endings. It's over. So what are you ready to release? You do need to try new things, meet new people, and explore new possibilities. In other words, step out of your comfort zone and see what's out there and available. Reframe your thinking so that you're not mentally locked into preconceived notions, or schedules, or patterns for that matter. Mercury aligns with Uranus on Friday, suggesting that you get out of your normal routine. This is a good combination for friendships, exploring new places and groups, or inventing something the world needs. And with all the earthy energy right now, you can create something that the world is willing to pay for. As Mercury aligns with Uranus, also in a fire sign, it gives an extra push to this harmonious triangle. Combine the Taurus new moon with this practical revolutionary energy, and you have the ability to make money or otherwise manifest your desires. Venus begins her second tour through Aries on Friday, which could prove to be difficult. This is a challenging time for relationships and finances. Mercury stirs the pot with its Uranus meetup on the same day. When you combine the problems of a Mercury retrograde with the erratic energy of Uranus, this is certainly a time to remember the old adage, if anything can go wrong, it will, and at the worst possible moment. Expect major disruptions with transportation, commerce, computers, and communications of all sorts. Keep your ear to the news because I'm sure you'll be hearing lots of stories. Saturday morning is better for running errands or tending to quick tasks. Saturday evening wants comfort and nurturing. April ends under a nurturing Cancer moon and happy planetary aspects. Share a meal with those who you feel closest to. By evening, you'll want to curl up and for life to be quiet. As May opens, remember, work on future projects now, but do allow room for change. After both Mercury and Venus leave the shadow of their retrograde cycles, after mid-May, right after Mother's Day, things should start coming together for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. And the 24-hour answering service, if you'd like to call to ask a question or make an appointment, is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and next week we'll be into May. See you then. And now, let's get back to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2017. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime, and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited Realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Contemplating my own doom.
when my ears began to ring, and I heard my angel sing, I am always with you, always here for you, though you don't always hear me, but I'm always guiding you, holding the light for you. You are my only concern. I had thought I was alone, thought I faced life on my own. There was no one there for me, till I heard my angel say,
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Annabella Wood with Always With You. She is my guest tonight, and we are talking about unified physics, which is a new science that's an old science, both at the same time. And if you want to have a call-in question about unified physics, we're at 888-429-5471. Annabella's going to come back probably in June, and at that time, we'll have the audience come in and ask their questions about unified physics, and hopefully by that time you've learned a little bit more about it, because I know tonight is our first time talking about it. So, unified physics, Annabella, how much science and math ability do we need to have to understand this stuff?
Not much. But it is backed by advanced math and all of that, and Nassim Harmin has written the stodgy papers that are required in order for a science to be taken seriously. And the math is impeccable, by the way. You don't need to understand that to understand the principles of what this science is showing us about connection and about ourselves. One of the things I love to do is to be talking about these things, and people think that we're talking about spirituality, and I'm actually talking about science. That's how closely spirituality and science have come through the use of unified physics.
Well, how does unified physics express the field that Rumi wrote about 2,000 years ago, the unified field, remember?
Yes, indeed.
Lie down with me and nothing.
The ideas of right and wrong is a field.
Right.
I will meet you there. Yes.
Right. Why does it matter? Does it matter to know about this?
It matters a lot. If you really think that you're an individual and you're separated from everything else, among other things, you think you can get away with something.
That's true.
You think that your thoughts are private.
I have to laugh until you meet a good psychic.
Right, exactly. I mean, And these things are just not true. Everything that one does is recorded throughout the entire universe. And this has been shown to be true through unified physics, that the very molecules that we are made up of converse with each other. And not in a local way. We're talking molecules in my body are transmitting information that's being picked up on the other side of the universe.
And it could be through chemistry and electricity as well as physics.
Well, yeah, it's through an entire network of, well, it's sacred geometry. Sacred geometry actually is the spatial coordination of how this network in space is held in place. The flower of life expresses the network that information travels across in the universe, and wormholes and all of these things that used to be in science fiction only are actually now being shown to be there, and we can travel through these things, and our thoughts and our information can travel spontaneously to the other side of the universe through wormholes.
You know, in my book, Unlimited Realities, I talk about this, especially in the last chapter, and I talk about the second universe, and I also talk about how we can mind travel, or you would call it telepathy, but that's going to become stronger in us. And I think down the road, we're going to levitate and bilocate. I think that's going to become a natural part of humanness as we ascend, as we drop all of this silliness of I've got to make money and that's the only thing that's important.
Yes, I have to take care of myself, right? I love that one.
You say, how big is a plank? And you say, how much space is an atom? Where is this field of infinite potential? Can I go there? Do you have an address?
You can go there. As a matter of fact, you're bathing in it right now, Elizabeth. All of us are. It is space itself. Space itself is packed with the information and the energy of everything that takes place anywhere. We're actually receiving impulses from all of the stars and all of the planets and all of the other beings that are on those planets. As they're receiving impulses from us, the infinite field is space itself. It's the only thing that connects everything.
Is it kind of like having a hunch?
Excuse me?
Is it kind of like having a hunch? I have a hunch that I feel that sometimes people, these are people that are unenlightened that we're talking to here. So it's like having a hunch. It's like saying, maybe I should turn right here. Maybe that's the right way. And then it is.
Yeah, it happens all the time. We are just not always open to it. The song that you just played, Always With You, is about divine guidance. And divine guidance is always talking to us, endlessly, ceaselessly. And yet, whether we hear it or not, reflects simply our willingness to listen, not the willingness.
Some people think that is divine guidance. They would call it craziness, or I hear voices in my head, or something else.
Yeah, and you look in biblical things, they called it angels. I mean, there's all different names for it.
Sure.
But it comes through space, and it is consciousness itself.
The important thing to say here is that it isn't your ego voice. There's two different voices. There's your angelic voice or your inner guides, and there's your ego voice.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Usually the angelic voice is softer, and it's telling you to do something that is honest. I was going to say kind, but sometimes honesty is not as much kind as it is necessary. But the angelic voice is always the very first impulse you get when you ask a question to yourself. You know, oh my God, what do I do now?
I think that when you hear the divine voice, it's not to do something to somebody else. It's to do something for you.
Right.
That's how I see it. It's always something that you can do. You and need to walk away. There's an example. You need not to go to this. There's an example. Instead of, well, don't go because they'll get the message, and that type of egoic thing. It's more of a gentle, well, you can do this, giving you a choice.
Mm-hmm. And it never yells. The ego voice is very loud and yells all the time.
How does unified physics explain remote healing and remote vision and psychic phenomena? Well, we were kidding about that a few minutes ago. Can you give us some light on it?
Oh, yeah. We have the network, the communication network that is provided by space itself and lives within space itself.
Okay, you need to explain that.
Yes.
And what that is.
Space is actually packed full of energy. Packed full of energy. It's the opposite of a vacuum.
A network to people is wires and things that you push in and pull out and,
It's sort of that way. You can picture wires all intertangled with each other and going in every different direction, connecting every particle with every other particle. There's a pathway from every molecule to every other molecule, a real pathway that is provided in what we call space, which is anything but space. There's no space in space.
Here's an easier way to say it. I think that when you're walking around the house, or maybe you're out working, and you start thinking of a person that you know, might be out of the blue, oh my goodness, Aunt M, what happened to Aunt M? I haven't thought about her in 2 years, and here I'm thinking about her, I wonder why. Usually that's a telepathic message coming from the other person.
I actually had an experience of that just this week, Elizabeth. I had a friend that I haven't seen in probably 10 years that I was very close to for a number of years. And I started thinking about her and I said, wow, I haven't thought of her in a long time. I said, I should give her a call, you know. Mm-hmm. But I didn't act on it. And within 2 days, I got a message over Facebook. Hey, did you hear what happened to her? And it was like, oh, my word, she died. She died after I got the message to call her.
So that was kind of her saying goodbye. I had the same thing with my sister. I was driving up 287 going to the condo, and I knew I was going to see her in 2 days. And I kept hearing very gently, call your sister, call Nancy, call your sister. Well, I didn't. I said, I'm going to be there in 2 days. I'm so busy. She died.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
She died. And I regret that. I do really regret something that I didn't follow when I usually do, and I'm so used to how to think that way. But it's just one of those things, you didn't do it. So
I've actually had the experience once, Elizabeth, of getting in my car and I had a question, and I got in my car, turned on the radio, and it answered my question. It was amazing, right through the radio speakers.
I remember leaving my sister's house to go home, and my mother was very, very ill. I knew she was going to go very soon, but I had to get back home, and I put the radio on, and it was Andy Williams singing Softly As I Leave You. I had to pull the car over and stop, and I cried so hard, and then I had it sung at her funeral. It was so powerful.
Yeah.
So
people getting in their car, turning on the radio, and the song is on exactly the same spot that the song was playing in their head the moment they turned it on.
Oh, that's neat. See, that's how it works. Now we just have to perfect it.
Yeah, or pay attention to it. You know, it's real.
Perfect it. It's a muscle. It's like a muscle, and it really is. The more that you listen to it, and the more that you perfect it, and the more that you work with it, the more it will work for you.
Yeah.
The more often it will come in, and the more dreams that you'll start to have. It's really true. You talk about silence and the quietness. And when we get silent and we get quiet, we allow. It's almost like, hosing your garden. It's just bringing refreshing air and dropping all of your concerns and worries so that air can go through and give it a break. And then when it comes back again and you come back into those concerns, everything is different and things start working out. It's letting go of the tightness. It really does work. So what is God to you? And what are you saying? Are you saying that God is space and that they're the same thing? What is God to you?
Well, that's always a great question. If God is everything and omniscient and omnipresent, then any word that I would use would limit it. So,
we need to understand here on Earth, these people that may not quite grasp what we're saying.
Okay, so as long as we understand that I can't define God, to me, in my mind, God is the consciousness that is so love and life building that we live here on earth because of it. And it's constantly working toward order, which is the opposite of the old scientific paradigm. Everything's working toward chaos. This consciousness that is space, this network that I've been talking about, is all constantly working toward order. And it's a very loving network. And God is within each of us. If we, all of your ancient texts, and I refer to the Bible simply because that was the one that I used as a child, but it doesn't matter which one you go into. They all say that heaven is within, that God is within you, that you don't need to look outside to find God. And I really do believe all of that.
So many people live to satisfy their own desires and their hearts grow hard. It's when you live to make sure that everything is in balance, that your heart softens, and then you can face whatever pain or decay or whatever is inevitable comes to you. It's not how our lives are. It's how we handle the chaos. It's how we handle the upsets that really forms character. And to me, character is the only thing that you take with you when you die. I think
that's interesting. Yeah.
I do think that has to do with unified physics, because we're here to develop our character, to get closer to God. So we want to ascend. And if we can develop it higher than it was when we were born, we've won the battle.
And that's a tall order, because there's so many distractions here on earth. Plus, there are other things.
You have certain things that you bring in from your karma, past lives. You can override them, but nonetheless, that's the whole goal, is to get closer to God and to work with your character. You know, we're at the end of time. We really are. We're way over time. I'm so glad you're here, Annabella. I just could talk about this all night.
It's been my pleasure. I so appreciate this time to talk with everybody and to help get this word out about unified physics and the fact that we have discovered these items, and we now have scientific backing behind what you and I have always known to be true.
Could I please have your website? And I'd like to also have how to reach you. Your website.
Website is annabellawood.com, annabellawood.com. And I can be reached there. I can be reached on Facebook at Annabella Wood. Okay. And my music is on the website. You can get it there. It's free. So
Amazon? Is your music on Amazon as well?
I believe that I pulled it down from Amazon and iTunes because I was paying just to have it up there. So,
So we're going to go out with a wonderful song called In the Stillness. And then we're going to go into our weekly meditation, You Are Everywhere, which fits the subject that we've had tonight. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we have Frank St. James back, and we're going to be answering your questions. And anything that you need to know, you can ask Frank. Annabella will be back with us towards the beginning of the summer, or maybe the solstice, the equinox. We'll see what happens. And I'm thrilled to have you. And this is Elizabeth Joyce again. Here is In the Stillness. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and good night.
There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where there is unlimited power. There is a place in you where love abides. There is a place in you that is the stillness.
Joyce, and now it's time for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. This meditation is called God is Everywhere, and the concept came from a song by William Vitalis. Sit with both feet flat on the floor in a straight back chair, or you can lie down if you'd like, as long as your spine is straight. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. Take another deep breath and begin to feel your body expanding. Out it goes into the universe. Feel light flowing through every corpuscle, every part of you. You're finding your way under wide open skies. You have new friends in the morning air. The sunrise is warming the mountainside, bringing a promise that God is always there. Let's run up the mountainside. Feel yourself doing that with joy. Feel like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly you know that God can't ever hide from you. He is everywhere all around you. He is everywhere all around you. He is everywhere, and everywhere can you see. Take a deep breath. Who got your breath going right from the start? Who pours the universe into your heart continually? Who sings the grace into every part of you? How can one mind hold the wings of time? Unless you spread your arms open wide and open your heart center. How will you know your heart is aligned with the God energies unless you feel it so deep inside? Take a deep breath. Feel the light. Feel it bursting inside of you and filling you with joy. Wonderful, senseless joy. Open your arms wide. Who makes your voice and the ocean to swell? Who turns the seasons into stories to tell? Who climbs a light ladder in every cell of you? God is everywhere all around you. The universe, after world after world is around you. Everywhere around you, and everywhere do you see. God is in every smile. God is in every tear. God is in every sound that rings in your ear. He's in every light, every color, every shade, in every word and every move ever made, every green, every grass, every leaf, every blade, every stone, every star is made and unmade by the energies of the God Source. You are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere all around me. I am filled with light and I feel you everywhere. And everywhere do I see. Oh, I love you everywhere all around me. I love you when you are filling me up. I love you everywhere. I feel you everywhere. I see you everywhere. Yes. As I take a deep breath and I relax where I am, I see thee, I see God, and I know that we're connected. I know that ascension is all about finding ourselves, finding that we are attached to everything in the universe. We start ascension by quieting the mind, centering on our viewpoint and point of attention, and on our heart center. It might be difficult to do this through meditation, but you can move it along by practicing the art of heartfelt reactions to situations and people in your daily life. Try not to respond from your mind. Feel yourself responding from your heart. That's how it works. We choose how we react on an emotional level to everything that happens around us. We don't have to come up with an involuntary reaction. We are programmed to react to things in certain ways. Let's unprogram. Let's work from the heart. For you are everywhere. You are everywhere. As I breathe in, I feel your love. As I breathe out, I feel your love. As I breathe in, I feel your love. As I breathe out, I feel your love. I am floating, swimming, flying, and sinking in the heart, in the light, and in the brightness of the divine. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you for this moment. And may I go through the world this week carrying this great wonderment of love, joy, and fulfillment with me. And may it touch the hearts and open a smile to everyone I meet. Thank you, Spirit.